pie safe. P-I-E, pie safe. All right, I remember my mother-in-law's safe much more vivid at 19 years than I did one, but I'm sure they had a safe because I've heard my sisters talk about it. That's where you kept your, when you had your meals left. You see, we cooked breakfast and dinner. We had leftovers for supper. Well, we put everything in that safe, don't you see? And what it was from the front of it was made of tin squares, set in a wood door, don't you see? Said it'd be about half as tall as up to there. And it'd be about this wide and have two doors open, you know, that way. All right, we'd have shelves in there. And the front of it was made of wood and tin. And now, the way they make that, copying them. Now, I have a friend, a young friend, he has just finished a pie, what they call a pie safe, and it'd be put on legs mostly. All right, he takes a piece of tin like this and drills nails in it. Well, that's identical with what they were in those days, those pie safes, because my mother-in-law had one, and I should have taken it, but I didn't. But anyway, my son has it, but it's down at some house that's fixing it. But those things sell for $150 to $200, boy. Those pie safes.
They put all the food in the safes, and then...
When they made the pies or cakes or anything extra good, that we'd put our leftover vegetables there, but we always kept our pies and cakes in that safe, and that's the reason they called it pie safe.
And you had doors, and you would just...
Open the door and get it out. Just like a ship or rope, I reckon you'd call it, you know, except it's a double. Well, it's like a, now it would be like a cupboard door, like, you know, in the kitchen now they have the cupboards, don't you see, or the closet, the shelves, whatever you call them. You open your door, you know, and there's a shelf. Well, they would have those safes, and that was what all they used then, was those safes.
Now, years ago, on Monday, your mother would do all the...
washing.
And then Tuesday, she'd do the what?
Well, I don't know whether they would have it regular Monday. That was usually the day that most of them, well, they'd iron, don't you see? But there were so many of us. I mean, she had to wash twice a week, don't you reckon she did? And you know how they washed with the rub board. And then they had the old battling block, they called it. They had a big wood, I reckon it's about a piece of log, about two feet high, and about as big around you couldn't reach around. And the dirty clothes, the men's clothes, they would put them on there and have a big paddle, and they would beat them. I remember that them telling about that, and my brother-in-law had one of those battling board. You see, they'd beat like our dirty overalls. They'd beat on there. That's the way they'd wash them. But the rub board, make the soap. They'd have a big barrel, flour barrel, because I imagine my daddy bought it by the barrel. I don't know, but my brother-in-law did. He'd take that flour barrel, and in the winter, we'd take all the ashes out of the Alma fireplace and out of our stove, put in that barrel. All right. Next spring, when it got warm, we'd set it up on a shelf just about this high, fix this there. And then every day we'd have to go pour water in that ashes, and the lye would drip out. And in the winter, we had saved our meat scraps, and we'd put that meat scrap lye in our meat scraps and make our soap. And we would use lye soap. And now it's fashionable to wash your hair with lye soap. If you want your hair pretty, wash it with lye soap. We didn't buy lye soap, we made it. You see, the ashes, that was strong lye, the water, when it would come through that barrel of ashes, would be strong. And I never made